Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, you will know him as Dara Collins of Fair City. But behind the character and whatever is going on with Orla is a real person. He is Ben Condren and he's on the line now. Ben, how's it going?
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Now, you have a great storyline in Fair City at the moment, but I wanted to ask you, first of all, what's it like filming in a pandemic? Is it really tricky? Do you know if it's going to continue? What's happening?
Well, at the moment, we're taking every step that we can to make it safe and a good place to work, you know? And we're all being very safe around each other and wearing our masks in rehearsals. So, all things considered, I'm hoping we get to keep going.
Keep going, because you've a great storyline at the moment with Orla where her husband's away, isn't that right? And you're kind of trying to get in there, so to speak. Is that what's happening?
It looks like that, yeah. So, I think Dara's a bit lonely and kind of likes the attention, so.
Fair enough. I mean, you wouldn't blame him. You wouldn't blame him. Now, listen, I need to ask you about this because you are dyslexic, like my husband as well. Can I ask you, does it affect your work? What is it like, you know, learning these lines and these scripts? Because I presume with the soap, you get scripts very kind of, not last minute, but because you do so many. Is it difficult to learn your lines or do you find that a problem?
Yeah, so we're doing like 4 episodes a week.
Yeah.
So that's 4 different scripts a week. The learning lines at the start was very difficult, but I suppose I found my way that works for me over the last 4 years. And it's great. Like you kind of highlight certain things and read it with you. Like my partner, Rachel, she reads them with me all the time. So
that helps.
I kind of get lots of practice in. Absolutely, yeah.
So do you find it's something that you have definitely improved on over the years? I mean, are you much better now at it? Because you have this kind of rhythm and you know what works for you?
Yeah, it's like the brain's a muscle. So the more you use it, the better it gets and the stronger it gets. So it's definitely getting a lot easier as the years go on.
Totally. Can I ask you what age were you diagnosed with dyslexia and how did you handle it?
So I always found in school I felt different than everyone else. I couldn't grasp the Irish language or even doing English or maths or anything like that. It kind of really affected me there. So I got brought to see a specialist and I was diagnosed with dyslexia and I actually got moved to a school in town.
Okay.
For like reading and writing and everything like that. So I went there for 2 years and then went back. But when I got diagnosed with dyslexia, I was kind of like, right, this is my out. Because school never felt like my thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So I used that going, right, I'm done.
That's a good excuse.
I was always good at the hands-on stuff, you know, the arts.
Yeah.
I like that.
Totally get it. My husband is dyslexic as well, and he's much better at the hands-on stuff as well. I mean, he's a stunt guy, but he's very good. I mean, he's particularly good at learning lines because he's a very good memory. I mean, he's very good at memorizing maps and places he's been and that kind of stuff. And I suppose, do you think early intervention is key with dyslexia?
It really depends on some people because some people are like a lot of people have gotten through their life without
being diagnosed
issues. Yeah, without being diagnosed and they seem to have gotten on okay. But it really depends. I think nowadays it's definitely beneficial because they have a lot more teachers out there and a lot more help.
A lot more help and people know what it is.
Yeah.
Ben, can we talk about you giving up the drink?
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that.
Let's talk about that. You gave up drink. Did you have to change the way you socialised? I mean, how are you getting on?
Yeah, I'm good. So I always found when I was younger, it's back to the whole thing, which I still find is quite interlinked with the dyslexia. And then I was quite an anxious child. So when I drank, it always heightened my anxiety. And I always found I was letting my guard down. And I describe it that I'm allergic to alcohol. And I mean, in the sense of like, if you eat peanuts, your mouth might swell up. But if I drink, I break out in handcuffs.
Is that the hardest thing when you give up drink? Is explaining to your mates and your family as to why? Because it seems like you can't just say, no, I'm not going to have a drink. There always has to be a because at the end of that sentence, doesn't there?
Yeah, it's very much an Irish culture, isn't it? But No, I think like my friendships, either the real friends stuck by and the friends that weren't actual friends, kind of you lose connection there and you go your separate ways. But to be honest with you, the circle of friends I have now don't really drink at all. And
really?
We all try to keep active. Yeah, our social lives are based around motorbikes or mountain bikes and just kind of getting out into the world rather than just spending it in bed on a Sunday dying with a hangover. So I like it and I feel like my head's a lot clearer. I feel healthier. I think it's something that would hold me back, that held me back for a long time growing up, and it made a lot of things stand in my way of progression. So
how you spend your time? You mentioned mountain biking and you're getting out and out in the wilderness and do mad stuff, are you, with your pals?
I am. Well, at the moment, just my own, but I suppose I'm lucky to live in the middle of nowhere. I live in Wicklow in the very back arse of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I live in the mountains, so I can kind of go out with my bikes and bring the dogs for walks, or I go out for walks with my fiance and my child, and then just go out in the motorbikes or the mountain bikes, and it's just...
Do you miss it? Do you miss the booze?
No, I really don't, to be honest. Good. At all.
It's good to hear. How long are you off it now, then?
I ever made.
How long has it been?
Well, I first gave up back when I was 24. I'm 31 now, so... I gave up back then. I got 2.5 years sober and then I had a few little mishaps along the way. But currently I am 2.5 years again.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah. And listen, you're not just a pretty face, Ben, and side hustles are all the rage these days. So tell us how you got Choppers started.
Oh, so Choppers Barber. So I was a hairdresser for 10 years.
Yeah.
When I left school, I always wanted to be a barber. But my mum and dad said, there's no money in barbering, which... was wrong.
Yeah.
So I went in and trained with Tony and Guy, and then I worked with them and then went to another hair salon in town, and I kind of took a year's break to kind of find myself. And this was around the time where I was giving up the booze, and I had just started my acting career, was in a new relationship with my now fiance, mother of my child, and then what did I do? I just finished doing two feature films and a short film, and obviously early days in the acting business is not the most financially sustainable. So an offer had been made for me and my friend's gym. He owns a Southside gym in Sandyford, and he asked me would I open a barbershop the previous year, and I had said no. So then when we were looking to move in together, I kind of said, right, I need to find something that can help me pursue my acting career but also give me an income so I can go forward and live a life with a partner who I wanted to grow up with. And I opened the barbers there, and then who would have known 5-6 years later I have three of them.
Oh, it's crazy and an amazing story. Can I ask you, because a lot of people think, oh, I want to be an actor, I need to put all my focus. It's a really tricky thing to do, as you know, and there's a huge element of, well, first of all, you need to be talented, and second of all, a little bit of luck on your side. But would you say having something like that, having something else to bring in some money, is key?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely, especially in Ireland, like there's a lot of actors out there, and there's a lot of people that want to get into the industry, and the industry's small, and then there's also like a lot of people want to do it. So the numbers are... they're slim, but listen, if you put work hard, you'll get into it and you'll do well. But I definitely recommend having something to fall back on, because even now when I'm filming on Fair City, like we could be in on blocks of, we could be in for a month, out for three, you know, so I can kind of jump in, throw my hand to the barbers and go and cut hair and even managing the businesses. So it gives me something else to do. And also like even now, like I still do acting courses as well to try to develop that. So I'm constantly trying to develop everywhere in the business or in the acting industry. So
it's good advice, Ben, because you're absolutely right, and it probably makes you less desperate, you know, because well, you have a 3-year-old, you have another one on the way. Congratulations, by the way. So I suppose when you're going for those auditions, having your side hustle as well, it probably makes you more relaxed when you're going into these auditions, because you're not thinking, oh God, if I don't get this, I'm not going to be able to put food on the table. So having that little bit of, does it give you a little bit of sense of security, I suppose?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as I said to you, like when we're not working, we don't get paid. So it's definitely, like, especially having, like, I'm going to have 4 mouths to feed, including my own. So it's definitely something you need to have on the side.
I think it's very sensible and really good advice, and advice that you don't hear very often. And it's great to hear that you're still doing acting courses as well, and still working on your acting muscle, so to speak. Do you think that's important to do as well? I mean, you're on Fair City, you're a paid actor. Surely you know everything there is to know about acting.
No, I still believe, even in the barbering game as well, it's the day you know everything is the day you should give up. You're always learning. So I'm actually starting a course in Deleer on Thursday. And that's for character and scene studies. So it's constantly little things that you're meeting people along the way. You might learn something from someone along the way and bring it to your character. It's always about character development. So I definitely think it's worth keep exercising the brain.
Keep doing it. Yeah, it's really good advice. Listen, I won't keep you any longer. It was a pleasure to speak to you. Best of luck. Just give it an old plug there again. Choppers, where, if people want to go and get their hair done, barbers, where are you based?
Yeah, we're in Choppers Barbers, Sandyford, above Southside Gym, Terenure Village, above Dress Circle, and in Clontarf, beside Westwood Gym.
And obviously we can catch you on Fair City.
Also Fair City.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show, and best of luck with the new baby and everything, okay?
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Lots of love. Bye-bye. There we go. That was Ben Condren, who you can see as Dara Collins every week on Fair City, or meet in real life at Choppers Barbers whenever they reopen. But you can check him out, choppersbarbers.com. Absolute legend and great advice to actors. I think very, very sound advice. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.